Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling on second journey together. Today is April the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 13 to 15. God is faithful in all his promises. We read in 1 Kings chapter 15 verses 4 and 5 like this. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Abijam ruled for 3 years, and it was because of the grace of God that he ruled that long, for he was wicked just like his father Rehoboam. As an idolater, he did evil in the sight of God, just like his father. God would have destroyed the house of Abijam had it not been for his covenant with David. In comparison, David was a model of royal godliness, as he never worshipped graven images, and for David's sake, his dynasty was not destroyed completely. This underscores the indissolubility of God's covenant promises with his children. A lamp is considered as a sign of man's posterity. In his faithfulness to David, who had been a righteous king, God maintained a Davidic lamp in Jerusalem, even though both his son and grandson were wicked. This is one of the lovely images of God's intended blessing on the Davidic house that pertained to the following covenantal promise of God to David. And this is what we read in Psalms 132 verse number 17 like this. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. Just like God spared Abijam for David's sake, he has not only spared us and has also blessed us for the sake of his beloved son, Jesus Christ. As we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 like this, the words of Apostle Paul. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God is faithful and true in everything that he says and does, and he has given us great and precious promises in his word. Let us have no doubt that God always keeps his promises. As we read in Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 like this. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Today, let us cling to God, who is faithful to all his promises towards us. As we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 like this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.